Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio, Randy Moss, in with us this morning. The third annual Alzheimer's Golf Outing is coming up very soon. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to talk a little bit about this project here this morning. You started this a few years ago due to some family experiences, and I'm sure that through this effort and all that you've been through, you've probably discovered that darn near every family has some experience in one way or another with Alzheimer's.
Yes, I have. About every family is affected in one way or another in the community.
It seems dementia is something that a lot of folks have some experience with, whether it's a direct experience with an immediate relative, someone they know, a friend. It seems to affect so many more people than just the individual who's suffering.
Yes, there are 7 stages of Alzheimer's. It all starts with dementia, and it all works up to the end, and sometimes some people are lucky enough to pass away before it gets really rough on the family. Some people get in a fighting mode, some don't, not even know you. I myself, I was one of the lucky ones. Mom knew us up to the end. And since then, I have been fighting for this. There is no cure out there. But I'm proud to say I am from Atlantic, Iowa, a people of care. As of last year, Atlantic has started the Atlantic Alzheimer's Group here in town. So I'm not in this alone no more. This is a group effort. And the Atlantic Alzheimer's has put together an organization where we are fighting for everybody. This is a joint effort. As of last year, 2016, we had 13 golfers, 13 teams. We raised $3,450 with donations. This year, we have a goal of $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have 2 teams per hole, which is 36 teams. But I'd just feel outstanding if I could get even 20 teams.
Last year was better than the first year that you did it? It's
every
growing?
Year,
okay.
The money has increased.
Very good. Well, let's talk specifically about the golf tournament first here and get this information in, and then I want to spread out a little bit too, because the golf outing, it seems like it's a long way off, coming up on Saturday, June 24th, and yeah, that's a ways down the road, but
it seems like it's a long way out there. Because we still got a month here yet to go, but it takes a lot of planning. This don't happen overnight. It is June 24th on a Saturday. We do it on Saturday for several reasons. People that work can travel and can golf. If you do it on a Friday night, well, I'm just getting off work. I don't want to make the travel to do this. There will be hot dogs, hamburgers, brats served by Nishina Valley Golf Course. This is one of the ways they make a little bit of money on the side, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should mention it is at Nishina Hills Golf Course here in Atlantic, Saturday, June 24th. It's a 9 a.m. tee off. You play 18 holes. It's a 4-person Texas best ball. You're playing as teams.
Yes.
So nobody has to be embarrassed about whether they're the best golfer or the worst golfer, because you always have someone covering your back.
And I can't say enough about Nishina Hills. They got our back on this. They closed down the course for us. And everybody's there to have a good time. Last year, we did do something a little bit different, and we're going to do it again this year. It was a hula skirt. I'm not a golfer myself, but there's a men's tee and a women's tee. Person in your foursome can pay for you to wear a hula skirt and coconut bikini top to move up to the women's tee. we raised $200 just on that alone last year.
Yeah, that's the thing. In addition to just the entry fees the teams will pay, which, by the way, isn't very much. It's $125 per team.
Yeah.
Not per person, per team. That's a pretty reasonable rate to play for a charity event like this. But then you have little fun things that you'll do during the course of the day.
We have a lot of fun things going on throughout the golf tournament. Our sponsorship fee is only $75 plus a $25 gift. And that is about the cheapest around, I do believe.
But it does provide for a lot of prizes and things. Everybody, for the most part, is going to go home with something.
Everybody goes home with something. We guarantee you will have a lot of fun. Just come out, have a great time. The money we raise stays in Iowa. It does not leave the state. 80 cents on the dollar goes towards research. 10% goes for fundraising, and 10% goes for administration fee. We are about the only organization that has that high a ratio, and I will not name any other organization that has the other ones, but we are the highest that have the 80-20.
Sure, you bet. Well, the golf tournament started a couple of years ago. That got you some visibility here locally.
Yes.
You talked earlier about how things have kind of grown since then. You have, it's not just you and a few friends. It's a board that you've got put together here locally. Yes. What other things do you do?
It's me, Donnie Drennan, and Kelly Zimmerman from Atlantic Care Initiatives is on the board of directors as of now. We would like more board members as we move along. What we do is we do educational. There's educational brochures that laying out there for people to want to know more. Why do we do such things? We do this for education. Not some of the doctors used to be, people had Alzheimer's. They diagnosed it wrong. They would say, well, just old age. Doctors are even getting educated nowadays. They are really boiling down to, there is a problem here. And I do thank our doctors for doing that, and everybody is stepping up to the plate now. And our state legislatures have passed bills. As a matter of fact, there was just a bill passed this last year where money will be set aside, it's a HOPE bill, to pay for some parents, some people. Like if I was still taking care of my mom, I had a job, I'd have to quit my job to take care of her. Well, where's the money going to pay for families to take care of? This bill that was set aside now will pay for people to still do their job and still give them some income to come in if they have to quit their job.
So a lot of things are moving in a positive direction with regard to Alzheimer's, dementia in general. You're working here locally to do a lot of things. About what you can do here realistically is raising funds for the research effort and then raising the education level out there too, and that's part of what all this is about.
Last year in Southwest Iowa, which is a 13-county area we work in, we raised $18,000. But out of that $18,000, $4,350 of it came from the town of Atlantic.
Very supportive. Golf meet, again, that golf tournament that's coming up, that fundraising effort is on Saturday, June 24th. What's the deadline for folks to register?
June 15th.
Okay, and how do they register?
You can either get a hold of me. My phone number is 249-4193, or you can call Nation of Hills. What's the number of Nation of?
243-9931 here in Atlantic. You bet.
Either one, you can pre-register ahead of time. It's a lot easier to have you pre-registered when we get people coming in there. Well, we're here to golf, but we're not registered yet. Pre-register ahead of time, and we appreciate it.
June 15th deadline for the pre-registration for the four-person tournaments. And again, the team cost is just $125, so it's pretty inexpensive as far as golf tournaments go. Prizes galore for that day. And if folks are still thinking about maybe supporting but can't play golf that day and want to support
they
somehow,
they can still donate.
Okay.
Money can be donated at any time. Give me a call. I will pick up a donation. You can donate donations to your church, to the Alzheimer's Association, and the church will call me, and I will come to the church and pick it up.
Okay, and that goes for anybody who would like to be a sponsor as well?
That $75 for a sponsorship, you can leave it wherever you want to. You can get a hold of Donnie, Kelly Zimmerman, Karen Nishides, or myself.
All right, easy enough. Very good. Well, Randy, thanks a lot. Good luck with the effort. And again, that golf outing coming up on June 24th at Nishna Hills Golf Course here in Atlantic. Get yourself registered today.